45.
Elon.
Brown, 45.
Hot.
You are listening to Any Given Sunday, Australia.
Yes, hello and welcome to the Any Given Sunday Australia podcast, the number one podcast in this household. Joining me now, can definitely say as always, is our work experience kid, Mr. Worldwide himself, Danny Webb. How are you, mate?
I am the second man to rhyme Kodak with Kodak.
You are, but the number one in Australia to do it. So
yeah, absolutely. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Not too bad. How are you feeling? You've got the Tyrese Maxey shirt on, so you're still Philly related, but you've gone cross code.
Yeah, a little bit. Hey, mate, I got to stick to my roots sometimes every now and then, but still supporting Philly nonetheless. But obviously, wasn't washing day in this household this week. Philly.
Fair enough. And you've already said you don't know where the other one's gone already, so.
Want a dump for the old Eagles shirt, but I'll have to order a Super Bowl 2022 shirt, I guess, once they win.
Right. I'll get my Packers one. There's still a chance.
Hanging on upside down by your toes.
That's it. We can do handstand push-ups, so it's all right, but... before we get into today's podcast, I just want to say, mate, I listened back to the other day on the way into work, and the 10 minutes that you were by yourself, I think you absolutely smashed it. You were a dog just learning to swim, and you were paddling everywhere, but fuck, I thought you did pretty well. You even brought up Brendo, and you had a story about Brendo, so you're bringing in others. I loved it. I thought you did real well.
Oh, mate, that is... like the epitome of me not being able to handle myself in a very stressful situation. Like, I have lied on every single interview that you put myself in. And then, especially like that, knowing that we're live on YouTube, not knowing if you're ever coming back, I was like, do I go? Do I stop? Do I go? But yeah, nah. Scraped through. Had to do it for the fam.
You did. You were getting live text messages from me. It was brilliant. I thought it was gross.
Oh, mate, at least you enjoyed it. That makes one person so far. One out of two of us.
Nah. One out of two. That's it. Hey, 50-50. That's good odds.
One out of two ain't bad.
All right, let's get into... we have a little bit of... oh, not too many news, but probably actually some good news. Not to start with. The Ravens, Lamar Jackson, he left practice. He left practice for the third week in a row. He has left practice. This week it was a quadricep injury. What have you got for us there, mate?
Yeah, so it's obviously a rough week, as I spoke about solo last week about his Twitter outburst. He still hasn't addressed the media on that, but he said he might be doing it Thursday or Friday. So to go from that to then leaving practice for the third week in a row is not good. So he's been on the injury report every time for those 3 weeks. He missed practice 2 weeks ago due to an illness and was sidelined for practice last week because of a hip injury. It's really not good for Lamar Jackson, especially because he's chasing that big juicy contract. If he keeps on going out with these little injuries before, like, you know, in midweek practice, and they're not really performing on the weekend, it's not really looking too good for him in terms of that contract that he's definitely chasing.
Yeah, and that's the kind of been the knock on him this whole time. You know, everyone's always said he can't throw, but he's proved them wrong. But always been, you know, trying to chase that guaranteed contract because he could be injury prone, and it's kind of starting to shape that way, isn't it?
Yeah, and obviously the older you get throughout your career, the more injury prone you're going to be. It's just the nature of it, of any sport. So the fact that, yeah, he's getting older, still chasing a contract, going out every week with an injury and then not performing on the weekend, it's just not really looking fantastic for Lamar.
No, but I'm sure he's the kind of man that can turn around in a 2 week spell and everyone will forget about these injuries pretty quickly.
Yeah, for sure. But I don't know how many people are going to forget about his little Twitter outburst. We'll see what he has to say about it, that on Thursday or Friday when he next addresses the media.
It'll be much watch TV, that one, I reckon. But speaking of not missing many games, Aaron Donald will be... yep, shush.
I'm done.
Aaron Donald will miss his first game, I think. due to injury. He'll be out this week versus the Seahawks, which is a pretty big there. I think they're third on the like scoring average for the league. So missing a player like Aaron Donald with an ankle injury, I believe it is pretty big for the Rams.
Yeah, so high ankle sprain. He'll be missing his first game due to injury. High ankle. So missing his a game due to injury for the first time in his NFL career. He's already come out and said that he will not need surgery and they'll just take it week by week. He actually injured it early against the Chiefs in last week's game. But he actually finished. He played through. I think they said he injured potentially in the first quarter. But yeah, so he actually played through that whole game. That just kind of shows his toughness. But they're going to pull him out for this one because of the high ankle sprain. And see if he can come back the week after.
Yeah. And he's the kind of player. He's very dynamic. So we say it every time we have these injuries or we see these injuries. He's the kind of player that he is very tough, but he needs that mobility to be able to push off and get around all the big guards and things like that. So not an ideal injury for, especially a man of his side. He's a fucking monster, really.
Yeah, and obviously all that weight's got to go distribute through somewhere. Like you said, pushing off on your ankles is never going to be good, especially when you're carrying that much weight. It's just another massive hit for the Rams, though. So they're expecting to play this Sunday without Matthew Stafford, who's still dealing with his neck injury and still in concussion protocol, which I didn't think went for this long. You might have to correct me on that. And they're also still obviously without Cooper Kupp as well, who has a high ankle sprain. So it's just players dropping off left, right, and center for the Rams. Yeah, but that's the thing. Like the Rams, they need their season's just getting very close to going down the toilet, and all these players dropping like flies. It's not looking too good for old LA.
I think if the Packers are hanging on upside down, these guys have fallen into the water. They're paddling like you were the other day, I reckon.
Just treading water, just trying to stay afloat.
Yeah. And the concussion protocol, it's an interesting one. I think it's definitely person to person, but I think as long as you're showing signs and symptoms there, you're not coming out of the protocol. So that's how people can get out of it real quick, is if they get rid of their signs and symptoms pretty quick, then they're straight out. But he's obviously got some lingering, because it was 2 in 3 weeks, wasn't it? So I'm not surprised that it was some lingering issues.
Yeah, it was 2 in 3 weeks, and he tried to put this week down to just the neck injury, but obviously the medical staff are like, nah, you've got a concussion as well. You ain't coming out of concussion protocol. So,
yeah. Nah. That lighter news and the better news that I was talking about was Von Miller. He's given us a bit of an update on his, I think he's a knee injury. He missed last week, but it looks like he'll be out this week, but eyeing a return next week versus the Jets.
Yeah, he actually announced all of this on his own personal podcast, which he calls the Voncast, which I absolutely love. Von Miller's podcast is called the Voncast, which is great. He announced that he did not tear his ACL. An injury could have been better, but it also could have been much worse. He says, and I quote, "I do have some lateral meniscus damage and it's going to be addressed."
It's very vague, isn't it? Could have been better, could have been worse. You know, I could have broke my leg and been out for the year, but whatever, that's fine. That's all good.
Yeah, nice. But he says that he feels like he could have played through, but he's just going to wait it out a little bit, wait for the swelling to go down for about 7 to 10 days, and hopefully be back right before the Jets games.
Yeah, which is next week, week 14, they play the Jets. So, yeah, nice. Also, last bit of news is about Odell Beckham. You had that story the other day while I was off trying to fix my internet, that he had a bit of issues on a plane, but it still looks like, well, teams are definitely still chasing him. And it sounds like, was it the Cowboys could possibly give him 2 or 3 years in a big multi-million dollar deal?
Yeah, so the article that you sent through said the Cowboys are looking multi-year deal. Chiefs, Ravens, also interested. But if we could just go back to the previous article, the previous news thing we were talking about, on the Vodcast, he actually said that Odell Beckham Jr. was coming to meet the Bills as well. He said, hey, man, it's not over till it's over. Miller said he's going to have, he's going to see us, the Giants, and the Cowboys. So you're going to have to add the Giants and the Bills to that list. Von Miller reckons that once he sees and has a meeting with the Bills, doesn't think he's going to go anywhere because they're old mates. But the Cowboys are definitely not eyeing him off just for 2022. They're talking about a long multi-year contract with the Cowboys. And then beyond that, the Chiefs and Ravens are also engaged in conversation with the receiver. But yeah, no visits have been scheduled.
Fair enough. I didn't have this in it, but I'm going to put it in there
it's
now.
It's time for questions without notice.
This is not only a question without notice for you, it's one for me, because I didn't have this in there, but I want you to put your Odell Beckham hat on. It sounded like, you know, in this first, he has done his knee, so he hasn't been playing. But in the first half of the year, that he's just going to be like a mercenary, where he just goes to a team that he thinks is looking good towards the back end of every season for the next, you know, 4 or 5 years, get paid a few million dollars and help them go towards the Super Bowl. You know, he might be able to leave with his career with 3, 4, 5 rings. Now it's coming out that the Cowboys are, and, you know, the Giants and all these people want to do 2, 3, 4 year deals. Put your Odell Beckham hat on. Are you going for a 2 or 3 big money deal, or are you going to stay and try and go for the rings?
I'd go for the longer deal. One, he's going to get a whole lot more money for the long extended deal. Try and get on a guaranteed contract. Then if he does hurt himself again, he's still going to be kept on getting paid. So he's coming back from an ACL tear. Hasn't played since the Super Bowl.
He's second ACL too.
Yeah, so obviously you're injury prone. If you can get someone to sign you for a multi-year deal, I'm taking that any day of the week. You want another ring, but every team he's looking to go to is trying to head that way anyway. You know, pretty much everyone else has got like Super Bowl aspirations.
Yeah. I think the Ravens will still have Super Bowl aspirations. I can see what you're saying, but I think he definitely likes the idea of, you know, being that final piece to, you know, he was for the Rams. He thought he was going to be for the Browns, but that didn't quite work out. I think he likes the idea of being that final piece, and I know he got the Rams contract, most of it paid in Bitcoin, which has gone backwards since then. So I don't feel like he's either that worried about money. Like, he must be, I'm presuming he's pretty well off already. So I know he had actually a bit of a spat with maybe Nike. They haven't paid out his full contract or something. So he's currently in the courts with Nike. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think he's too worried about having a big mega deal. Yeah, I reckon he's more concerned with the fame of being, you know, a 4 or 5-time Super Bowl ring winner, you know? Like, that's I feel like he might be able to be that kind of person to be like, nah, I'm going to back myself that year by year, I'm going to be able to pick a team, and teams are going to want him, you know? Like, I don't know how old he is, but he'd be getting up there. But yeah, he can have that 4 or 5 week stretch at the back of the season that teams can really push towards the playoffs.
Yeah. How is it in NFL when it comes to like loyalty and rings? Like, if you've gone and you've just bounced from team to team, just like ring chasing, is that looked at the same, or is it looked at more poorly than like a team that, like, you know, you've really carried throughout the years and then eventually got your single ring?
Yeah, he did kind of do that. He stuck it out with the Giants for a few years. And obviously that went nowhere. So he's kind of been that person already, or that player already. So I don't think it'll be looked at poorly that he's kind of shopping himself out there at all. It's not really, he's not the kind of person that's going to be, if it was a quarterback, maybe a little bit different, because they are the kind of person that it is kind of on their back, where the wide receiver is just another piece to you know, icing on the cake. He's not the guy that's controlling it all. So I reckon it's seen a little bit different for them than it is for the quarterback.
So you're all leaning towards that he'll lean
Von Miller. Well, his teammate Von Miller has done the same thing. He went from Broncos. He went and chased a ring. Now, he did sign a big deal at the Bills, but he's done the same thing going to the Bills just to be that final piece. So,
yeah. Yeah, Von Miller seems to think that the odds are in his favour and he's going to come join the Bills, but it'll be really interesting to see what Odell Beckham ends up doing.
Yeah, absolutely. There is a couple more questions in this question without notice. The second one, which I'm just getting up my stats. I should have had them up before, but that's all right. The second question I do have for you, of the leaders of all their divisions, who do you see? Because you've had a few weeks now, so you've kind of, I reckon you're a bit more knowledgeable now. You've jumped into the Cardi, you've jumped out of the Cardi shadow probably. You're making your own shadow now. Who do you see drops out of the top of their divisional spot?
Ooh. So the closest division is it's probably between the AFC East and the AFC North, is it not?
So as far as their ones, the AFC East is, so that's you guys. One game clear? Two games clear.
That's the NFC East. Should have had this up
better, but
I mean, the NFC
it is. AFC East.
Yeah, the AFC East you are is. NFC East.
Well done.
My Miami Dolphins and the Bills are both 8-3. So the Dolphins are just up on percentage, is it?
So they've got they play each other, obviously, and they've got the tiebreaker because the Dolphins won.
Yeah.
But they will play each other again.
Yeah.
So, AFC East, they've got two at the top. AFC North, there's also the Ravens and the Bengals. Yeah.
Yep, the Ravens. The Ravens that I just gave AFC absolutely no credit to.
Correct. AFC South, the Tennessee, three games clear. AFC West, Kansas is three games clear, so they're pretty safe. In the NFC side, your Phillies are two games clear. Minnesota's five games clear, so they're pretty safe. NFC South is interesting. Tampa Bay is only one game ahead of the Falcons. And lucky last, NFC West, San Fran is one game ahead of Seattle. So out of those, so it's probably NFC West, NFC South, AFC North, and AFC East. Who do you see might... shake it up and see who doesn't make the playoffs or doesn't lead their division.
So the Buccaneers, are they only ahead a game because they actually had a bye? So they're ahead on percentage, but because they're one game, they played one less game than the Falcons.
Correct.
Seeing here. Yeah. So, it's tough. Like, obviously, the NFC South hasn't been the strongest division this year, but it'll be interesting to see if Brady can turn the rest of the season around. Now that he's lost as a divorced man, we can't keep on jumping on that bandwagon, but it'll be interesting to see if he can pull it around. But I reckon he can.
I know.
Because it is Brady, and as soon as he starts coming down to playoff times, he always seems to improve. So I reckon he was going to keep his, which brings me back up towards the top. I reckon, only because I slated him before, so I'm just going to double down. I reckon the Bengals are going to top the Ravens. So I reckon the AFC North is going to be my one to watch. I reckon the Bengals are going to hopefully close the season a little bit better than what they opened it with. And, I reckon the Bengals, Maxi's Bengals, shout out Maxi boy, will end up taking the AFC North. What's your thoughts?
I do love the a couple of thoughts about the ones you've just mentioned. So I do love, like you said, not to throw you under the bus, but the Ravens are 4-1 in their last five games.
Yep.
But we did mention, so are the Bengals. They're 4-1, and I reckon they might be a bit more in like the seven games. I reckon they're 6-7-1. You make a good point about the NFC South, and just looking at it now, it's funny enough, The Carolina Panthers are only, they're two games behind, but they're, no one would have picked that. They're only two games behind. Like, I think that's incredible this late in the season.
The
fact that they blew up. Yeah, that's right. They blew up, you know. But everyone, the Saints haven't blown up like the Panthers have.
Yeah.
Like, they literally trade away their two or three best players. But they are 0-5 on the road, which doesn't help the Panthers. But they're 4-3 at home. So they're actually, you know, at home, they've been pretty solid. So I reckon Tampa's... Yeah, I could see Atlanta maybe jumping them. They just kind of, they've been steady enough without being incredible. So that's one to look at. But also the AFC East, that's like Miami lost their only three games when Tua was either knocked out or not playing. So I can't. Buffalo have had a rough trot. They're 3-2 the last five. But then New York is still hanging in there. But and then even the Patriots, I have named them all. I reckon that's the one to watch. Like the Bills can still go on a 5-game streak and, you know, and top the Dolphins. But then the Jets can surprise everyone as well. So yeah, I reckon that's the AFC East is the one to watch. We all said at the start of the year that the AFC West was going to be the best division, but I think the AFC East and then obviously the all NFC East have been the best, which is very surprising.
Yeah, but it's good. It's like it's creating some nice, tight, close battles for the top seed in each division, which makes for very exciting football for these next coming weeks.
Yeah, we want to see it tight. We want to see a week 18 game that actually properly matters. So it's good. It's good to see.
Yeah, and with the way it's shaping up, it's definitely heading that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do have one more question for you in the questions without notice, but I feel like you'll be a bit more comfortable answering this one. It's because you're a man of all the sports, Mr. Worldwide, as we have said. We've had some good fortune and good play in the Soccer World Cup. I want to see what your thoughts are about Australia. How far can Australia go in this World Cup, mate?
So we've actually got Argentina next, which is, for all you Australian fans, is at Sunday at 6 in the morning, if anyone's up and wants to watch it live. Argentina is half. They
we will
did
be.
Go down.
We'll be up.
Yeah, they did. They did go down to Saudi Arabia, which is the biggest upset so far. So because of that, I think they're going to come out even hungrier. So it is going to be a question, like going up against Messi at any time, whether it's the World Cup or any other league, you don't really ever want to be facing Messi. And that's what we're coming up against. And our squad is not necessarily the greatest squad that we've ever sent to the World Cup yet. This is the first time in 16 years, I think, that we've made it to the top 16, maybe 15 years, that we've made it to the top 16. So they're proving that, like on paper, yeah, they might not be the strongest squad, but there is definitely some continuity there. To take down any European team, like us taking down Denmark last night, was absolutely insane. I don't know if anyone saw the scenes from Fed Square, but if you haven't, look it up. It was so many Australians down there going absolutely nuts watching the game, which is pretty crazy because that was also at 2 in the morning. There's definitely a lot of support behind the Socceroos. I'm going to support them until they're out. So fingers crossed we can take down Argentina. But yeah, anytime you're going up against Messi, your back's against the wall before you've even started.
Yeah, and like you said, a lot of our players wouldn't have played someone like that. So that's like his elk. So, and the last time we made it was at Italy, where in against Italy in Germany, where we lost, but they went on to actually win the World Cup. So if we lose to Argentina, maybe put $5 on them to win the World Cup, Oregon.
Yeah, just give them that good bump. Just beat Australia and then go on to win the whole thing. Hopefully it's the other way around. Hopefully we beat Argentina and we go on to win the whole thing. I'll support them. I'll support them until they're not there. So we'll see how we go.
Yeah. I did see a stat which was pretty unreal. I don't know what the Australian side was, but it would be marginally different. Against Denmark, it was something like the players on the pitch, it was like $450 million worth of players, and then Australia was like, you know, 14. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. I can't remember what the Australia one actually is, but it was similar for France. I think France was like up around the 500 million mark, and we were, yeah, in the teens, which is it's pretty crazy. Yeah, so a 40, lot of our
40 bucks each on the bar.
Yeah, a lot of our players actually play in Australia, which as far as football or soccer isn't the greatest league when it comes to talent. So it's obviously it's no Premier League or any of the other up there leagues, even compared to the American, even compared to the MSL, it's still not quite up to scratch. So a lot of our players actually play in that. So that just kind of shows you the level that they're at. But anything can happen in the World Cup, and that's what makes the World Cup so exciting. So the fact that anything can happen,
that's it.
Let's just keep on rooting for our ruse, and then hope for the best.
Yeah,
but yeah. 6 a.m. Sunday morning, live watch party, T-Mac.
You might say. Yeah, absolutely. I'll be with you. So,
I don't think anyone would want to see our faces at 6 in the morning.
No, not after. Yes, no. You might say that anything can happen on any given Sunday. So,
yeah, exactly. Absolutely anything.
Speaking of, we are coming up to the picking the slate this week. So, have you got your pen and paper ready, mate?
Always ready.
Yeah. Ready you go. Did have our stats. So I think I'm up, aren't I, against you?
Yeah. So I think the total for the 3 weeks that we've been at this, total is T-Mac on 25 and myself, Mr. Sportwide, on 24.
Mr. Sportwide. Nice.
Yeah. I thought I'd put my own spin on it. I'm the biggest fan of the whole Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah. Oh, well. Probably going to stick. All right. Yeah, so we've got a pretty good big game tomorrow.
As always, I've obviously got the line up and ready to go because we do this every Thursday. So it'd be absolutely ridiculous if I didn't have that up.
Big game. Am I just talking Thursday. A little bit of dribble while you don't get that up?
Yeah. If you just entertain yourself for all 30 seconds, that'd be fantastic. And we're good to go because, like I said, I had it up.
You had it up, ready to go. Perfect.
All right. So the first game is the Bills at the Patriots. Thursday. The line, T-Mac?
The line is what I'm going to say. It's not what you're going to say. So, it is in Foxborough, so that should give the Patriots a little bit more leeway, but I reckon it'll still be around the 5.5.
It's only 3.5. I guess because it's a divisional game, line might be a little bit closer.
Yep. Yeah, yep. That's fair call. Like I said, in Foxborough as well, so Patriots getting a little bit there.
You're leading. You can go first. Seems like you need help.
Thank you. I'm going to say that it'll be New England plus 3.5.
Wow. So the Patriots, you're taking the Pats. I'm going to take the Bills.
Yep. Okay.
Got to keep it interesting.
That might just even us up.
Yeah. Thanks, mate. You threw me a bone, I reckon, but it's always good. Next game we've got the 5 a.m. game. On old Monday morning, we have the Jets at the Vikings.
Jets and Vikings. So, Jets been playing pretty well. Vikings are also playing pretty well, being 9-2, I guess. In Minneapolis, I'm going to say similar. So, probably 3.5 Vikings.
2.5. 2.5 to the Vikings.
Fuck. Close.
Yeah, very close, mate. Very close.
You're up. Ooh. What are you going?
So just a field goal in it. Jets have been playing well, but it's in Minnesota, which is in Minneapolis.
Yes, the Minneapolis Vikings.
Only a field goal. No, I'm going to take the Vikings. I think it's going to be close, but I'm going to say the Vikings.
Yeah, no, I think the Vikings as well.
Yep. Beautiful. Next game, we've got the Broncos at the Ravens.
Before we even start, I know the Ravens suck, but the Broncos suck more. So I don't even know what the line is, but I'm picking the Ravens. And I'm going to say that it'll be at least a touchdown. I'm going to say it's a touchdown, 6.5.
It's 8.5.
Yeah, it's probably fair.
Yeah. I'll take the Ravens on that one. Yeah, with the big blow up on Denver sideline, I don't really want to pick the Denver after that, so I'm going to jump on the Ravens as well.
So yeah, nah, and the Ravens are the only team this year that have had a touchdown lead against every side, and yet they're still 7-4. So there's been three teams or four teams in history that have done that to this point of the year, and the other three or the other two, whichever it was, were 11-1, 11-0, and they're 7-4. So,
yeah, not the best stat to have for old Baltimore. But
next I think game, they'll be able to get out in front and hold it against the Broncos.
Yeah, yeah. So the Broncos go down last week was the 13-0 for the Broncos.
Was that there? Nah. That was New Orleans. Oh, Broncos, yeah, they lost, but Who cares? That was shit. Next game.
Next game, we've got the Steelers at the Falcons.
Steelers played pretty well. I did hype up the Falcons just before. So, Falcons at home, but it'll be a close one. Might even be 1.5.
It's only half.
0.5. So it's a pick-em, yeah. It's a pick-em game.
It's 0.5 to the Steelers.
So who do you think's going to win?
I'm just going to pick the home team. It's a really tough one. It's a flip of a coin, and obviously the bookies think that too by putting the line at a 0.5, which is essentially you just might as well be betting the game. So I'm going to say the Falcons take the home team.
All right, I'm going to say TJ Watt's been back playing well. I'm going to go to the Steelers.
Beautiful. Next game, we have the Jags at the Lions.
Good game. Could be a real good game. Both playing pretty well. Another one. This might be another 0.5 or a 1.5. I'm going to say the Lions are favourites at 1.5.
The Lions are favourite at 0.5. Two back-to-back 0.5 games.
Ah. Yeah, nice. I'm going to say the Lions. They had a bit bigger of a break, so they've had their shit to work out.
I was leaning towards the Lions too. I feel like the Lions are a nice little underdog team this year. Just because you swerved, I'll take the Jags. Keep it interesting.
Yeah, nice. Great swerve.
Next, we got the Titans at my Eagles.
Ooh. The Eagles will be 6.5 favourites.
5.5. They're 5.5 favourites.
It's close. That is close. The Titans lost last week, so we have to pick the Eagles until they give us a reason not to. So I'm going to go the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm also going to the Eagles. I'm not betting against the Birds.
Nah, I didn't think
Next game, we have the Browns at the Texans.
Big game. This is the Deshaun return game.
Yes.
And the... Yes, I was hoping for a little bit more of a reaction.
Sorry about
that. Anyway. Deshaun going back to Houston. Cleveland will be favourites, obviously. Houston will be hungry. I reckon Cleveland will be 7.5 favorites.
Yeah, bang on. 7.5 favorites, Cleveland favorite. It's going to be an absolutely massive game, as we spoke about last week with him coming back. Back against his old squad.
Your pick.
He'll be hungry.
Your pick.
He'll be, oh, I'm taking it. I'm taking the Browns. Let's see what he can do. 7.5, big line, but, you know, let's just see what he can do.
It's a lot of points. I'm actually going to say that Houston is going to be angry and we'll keep it close.
Beautiful.
They suck, though, but I'll still go with them.
7.5, it's a big line. And
it is.
The bookies might be throwing that out there to get a lot of people to jump on either side, really. You know, just go fishing. Are we keeping up, T-Mac?
Yeah.
Next game we've got the Commanders at the Giants. next game we've got the Commanders at the Giants.
Another divisional game. Where is it? In New York. New York should be favorite then, I'd imagine. So it would be New York, probably a close, could be 1.5 New York.
It's 2.5, and it's 2.5 to Washington.
Whoa, really? There. Yeah. They do keep it within a field goal most times. So I am going to say that I'll back the Commanders. I like them. They'll beat the Giants in New York.
Yeah, I'm going to go for the home team. I reckon the home team will keep it. Well, they might even win. Who knows? Yeah, I'll take the Giants.
All right. Nah, good call. That's another good game, I think.
We're good. We're good this week. We've swerved a lot on each other, so it'll be interesting to see if one person absolutely takes a commanding lead.
Takes the cake, or yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Next game, we've got your Packers at the Bears.
All right, at the Bears. Aaron Rodgers is still slated to play, and he owns the Bears, so we would be favourites by 4.5.
You're favourite by 5.5. There's a touchdown in this one.
That's fair.
According to the bookies.
Yeah, we probably should be... 10.5. We're going to absolutely romp them.
Just like you absolutely.
Wonder if Justin Fields is back. Correct.
Yeah. We didn't cover that in our little news report.
Well, nothing's really come out. Not that I've seen anyway. Yeah. No.
Yeah, it might be a late.
That'll be interesting to see if he does. Yeah. Yeah. And it was day by day, so I reckon he will play.
Yeah, and that'll also affect the line as well. And once he's confirmed that he's back or not.
Yeah. Yeah, and as you saw, he's a rushing quarterback, and we played that really well last week. So.
Yeah. Anytime a quarterback rushed, like, you know, nothing bad happened to you, I guess. In all fairness,
could not.
Hurts didn't get a touchdown, so you did stop him doing that. You stopped him doing one thing. We threw the ball really well.
We did.
He rushed the ball really well, but he didn't get a touchdown.
Did not. So
I'll still go to the Packers.
Packers. Yeah, Packers 5.5, baby.
All right, give me the Bears just because, you know, it's your Packers.
Yeah, I know you would.
Hopefully they can keep it within a field goal. I reckon Packers will still probably take it, but as long as they can keep it within a field goal, we'll be laughing. Next, we got the Seattle Seahawks at the Rams. This is the very
heavily depleted. So this is into the 8 a.m. games.
Yeah, very heavily depleted. Yeah. Super Bowl hangover, Rams.
Heavily hungover. They are struggling and losing people by the day. So Seahawks would have to be pretty heavy favorites in so far, though. So maybe a couple more. I'm going to say that Seattle is 4.5 favorites.
They're 7.5 favorites. So I think they're really leaning into the fact that the Rams are potentially not hanging up the boots for the season.
Oh, yeah. Is it you pick or me pick?
You pick the Packers, but you're always going to pick the Packers. So we'll just go with my pick. I'm going to, like, the Rams have too many holes, so I'm going to take Seattle.
Yeah, agreed. Highest scoring or third highest scoring offense there against a struggling defense. Seahawks will win.
By more than 7.5, according to us. Next, we've got the Dolphins at the 49ers in San Fran.
Good game. Absolute cracking game. I'll be watching this game for sure.
Almost seems like the game of the slate.
Yeah, yeah. Except maybe the next one might also be the game. There's two really cracking games at the 8 o'clock slot, which is good for us. San Fran at home, though, they'd be, what are they going to give him? Maybe 3.5, San Fran?
4.5. 4.5 San Fran.
Yeah, about right. This would be grouse because San Fran, like we said the other day, haven't let a team score in the second half in 4 weeks. So high scoring offense, the Dolphins. I think they might even be the highest scoring, one of the at least top two or three. See if Tua, this is a real game to see if Tua's, he had his Bills game earlier in the year and he showed that he was up to it. I think this is another one to see if he is up to it. So I'm actually going to say that he is and I'm going to pick the Dolphins.
Nice. I was leaning towards the Dolphins, expecting you to pick the 49ers. Four and a half favorites. I am going to swerve because that's what we've been doing this week. I'll take the 49ers.
Perfect. The last time the 49ers came up against a high-octane offense, the Chiefs put like 50 on them. So.
Great. I'm really happy about my pick. I can't wait. Can't wait for them to cover next week. Next, we got the Chargers at the Raiders.
So this wasn't the awesome game that I was talking about. It's the next one that you'll talk about. But this will be all right too for TC24. Might get around this one. Chargers will have to be at least 3.5 favorite.
Chargers are actually only 1.5 favorite. It's a little punters club. Interdivisional match for us. Isn't
yeah.
It? So you got Lindo Chargers.
That's nice.
Raiders.
That's, yeah. Nice. We'll have to make sure they both get really around that on Monday.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that's going to be the first thing on both their minds Monday morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Your pick, though?
So the Raiders just love to take a game to overtime. They did take down the Seahawks last week, which was unexpected in my books. But have they done enough? The Chargers have been playing well. Only 1.5 line. No, I'll take the Chargers. Take the Chargers going into Las Vegas.
Yeah. I've always said I love Justin Herbert and I love the Chargers. But just purely on the swerve, I'm going to take the Raiders.
The week of swerves. Here we come.
Yeah.
Next, we got the game, which I'm assuming you were actually talking about. We've got the Chiefs at the Bengals.
Yes, this is the game that either the Dolphins, 49ers, or Chiefs and Bengals, this would have to be the game of the round. In Cincinnati, Chiefs still favorite. I'm not asking. You're not going to tell me anyway. So, but it has to be close. So I'm going to say Chiefs. I'm going either 1.5 or 2. I'm going to say 2.5, the Chiefs.
It is 2.5. The Chiefs are 2.5 favorites.
You beauty. It's my pick, isn't it? Oh, this would be a grouse game. And I reckon there's a field goal in it, so it's a great line. Well done to the bookies.
Little round of applause for sports bet.
Yeah, well done to them. I reckon Jamar Chase is back. I reckon the Bengals upset the Chiefs this week.
You're taking the Bengals. I'm going to take the Chiefs.
Yeah.
How you said with the Eagles. Yeah. Wait, so with the Eagles, you go with them until they let you down.
Yeah, great point. Well done.
Next game, we have the Colts at the Cowboys.
So the Colts, Jeff Saturday's Colts, who's now 1-2 as a head coach, they've been struggling. Well, they've been staying in games, but just not quite, you know, managing the games the way they should. Cowboys would be, I'm going to say 8.5 favourites at home.
The Cowboys are 11.5 favourites. Biggest line of the week.
11.5.
Two touchdowns in this.
Glad it is your pick.
I'm not. Oh, 11.5. So two touchdowns in Dallas.
Yeah.
Saturday has gone 1-2. So he won his first, then he's lost two in a row. Yeah. Cowboys have been playing well. No.
That's such a lot of points.
It's a lot of points. Are you just going to take whatever I... Are you going to take the opposite?
I have an idea of what I want to take.
Yeah. In Dallas. It's a lot of points.
All right, I'll ease your pain. I'm going to say that there's too many points. I'm going the Colts. The Colts will lose. The Cowboys will win, but it's so many points. I reckon they'll keep it close enough. Might be a touchdown, not two.
Yeah. All right, so we'll both take the Colts then. That was a good team decision. Purely on timer. I was getting the old hurry up by the sounds of it. And then we're on to the Tuesday games.
Yes.
Last one. Last one, we have the Saints at the Buccaneers. So in Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay being the home team.
Fluff the last one.
Maybe 3.5, Tampa Bay?
Yeah, Tampa Bay, 3.5 favourites.
All right. Well, the Saints match up really well against them with their defense. Brady just not quite being Brady. I'm going to actually pick the Saints.
So, yeah, you reckon you're Saints at +3.5? I'm going to take...
Even though the Bucks. Saints did not score a point against 49ers.
Yeah, but that only means they're just going to bounce back. But, yeah, I'm going to take the Bucks at 3.5 because I want the Saints to lose by as much as possible because we still have their pick.
Fair enough. I've given you, I've lobbed up a couple to you this week, so good luck.
I've swerved on majority of the ones that you picked, so we'll see how we go.
You did, yeah.
It's good.
All right.
It could be a detrimental week for one of us, but we'll see how we go.
Yeah, exactly. Or it could be just 50-50 and we end up in the same spot anyway.
Well, hopefully, at least that way it stays competitive.
So, I won our little $3.70 bet last week. We actually won, so that was good. So, I'm going again, but I'm going to try something a little bit different. Thank you. Yes, I don't have the applause up and go because I've got a big spiel in my head and I'm ready to get it out. I'm trying something different. One of the guys who listens to us regularly, Millsy, he sent me a message and he said, and I'll ask you, you're a gambling addict. Have you ever heard of Dabble or used Dabble?
I'm a recovering gamble addict. Thank you very much. I'm recovering. I haven't heard of Dabble. Enlighten me.
So he put it on to me and he said, I think it'll be good for the podcast because what we can do is I've put up a bet, right, and it's under Any Given Sunday Australia. So you can go in, sign into Dabble. Sign up to Dabble. We're not sponsored by Dabble. I'm just saying because I think this actually works really well for us. And you can search our bets or my bet, and you can just copy it. And then whatever bet that I've done, which is the game tomorrow, you can just copy it and have our bets straight away. And so instead of us telling you and then me getting 600 messages saying, I haven't got the bet because I've missed this or missed that, you just literally go in, you find Any Given Sunday, you can follow us, copy the bet. And there's actually a spot where there's a little bit, it actually says banter. So you can give me shit about our bets or you can actually get around us. So I actually really love this idea. So I think this might be our method going forward, using Dabble and then getting everyone around it. What do you reckon, mate?
Yeah, as long as the banter function is used to purely give us shit and nothing else, then I'm all about it. We don't need any more smoke blowing up our asses.
I need all the smoke I can, to be honest. But I think it'll actually. I like it. Feel free, get on there. Yeah, that's true. One from one. It's as hot as you're going to get. But I think it's good. Get on there, give as much shit as we can, but fuck, let's go win some money together, I reckon.
Yeah, mate, it's a great idea. I'll be signing up as soon as we're off this. Giving
you all you do is...
on a burner account.
Perfect. But yes, just search Any Given Sunday Australia, and you should find us on Dabble, which is good. But the bet, I will sell you the bet, even though you can go find it. It's paying a lot more than the $3 it was last week. So we've got Matthew Judon to get one sack, and he's the sack leader. So that's in the bag. That's already money for Jam. We've got Diggs, 70-plus receiving yards. Singletary, 35-plus rushing yards. I thought I had him receiving. Rushing yards. I've gone Bills, plus 5.5. So I feel like that's pretty safe. Diggs, anytime scorer. Jones, he threw for 360 yards last week, but I've gone conservative, just only 180 or more.
Very conservative.
And his favorite wide, mate, it's just money for Jam. And then Jacoby Myers, which is his favorite receiver, 35-plus receiving yards. And that's what, 2, 4, 6, 7 legs, paying $9.
Beautiful. Nice and juicy, but seems relatively safe as well. Everyone loves some safe juice.
Yeah, but I think safe juice, just like, that's right. But,
just like a little cup of OJ. You know, it's a safe juice. You're not dabbling into any...
It's a safe juice. Foreign, everyone loves it.
Foreign territories. Everyone loves it. Or a bit of apple juice as well. It's like safe juice.
No breakfast juices here. No apple and black currants. It's just safe. It's OJ. It's straight down the line. It's a winner,
just,
I reckon.
Just straight guava juice. No straight guava juice? Have you ever had straight guava juice?
None. Nah.
No, you should. Next up.
Possibly. Possibly. Next time I'm with you, we're getting straight guava juice.
Yeah, beautiful. And then we can know. Then we'll know. I don't even know if I've had straight guava juice. I've definitely had guava in juices before, like in a tropical juice. They throw a little bit of guava juice.
Yeah.
It just sounds funny, doesn't it? It's just like a nice touch to it. Makes it sound way more tropical than it really is.
Can you have the guava fruit? Have you had that?
I reckon I have. I reckon I've had guava fruit in Thailand, potentially, but I was quite young.
Yeah.
So do I remember what it was like?
Fair enough. No, that's fair. That's fair. But, all right, mate. That is another slate knocked on the head. Another winning multi all lined up. Don't forget, go to Dabble, find Any Given Sunday and follow us. And let's win some cash together. But you can also tell your friends, your family and everyone else to get on to Dabble and follow us as well. Give us a 5-star rating. Leave us a review. Put that little bell so you know when we actually go live and start following us or start listening to us, I should say, or watching on YouTube. All the socials, AGSAU podcast on Twitter, anygivensunday.au, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, and now Dabble is just Any Given Sunday Australia. Bang.
Beautiful. Yeah, nailing that now. It's just like straight off the cuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it just rolls off the tongue. It does.
Oh, mate. Never failed to impress me, T-Mac.
I reckon I have. A few times.
never ever.
Nah, beautiful, mate. All right. Good luck to your birds this weekend. And as always, go my boys. We need all the juice we can get.
Guava juice. Get the guava juice. That might help them.
Guava juice. Oh, get them onto the guava juice. Maybe that can help with cramping or something.
Yeah, well, you can't get them onto the juice. So, yeah, guava juice it is.
No. It is. All right, mate. I will speak to you soon. We'll see you Tuesday. Maybe Cardi. Tuesday, Cardi, mate. Might be with us.
Oh, our first little three-way. I'm excited.
Yeah. It's exciting for everyone, I'm sure.
It'll be good to have him back. Good to have him back. Watch me crawl into a little shell in the corner. Yeah.
All right, mate. We'll see you then.
See you, mate.